John F. Kennedy Library, President's Office Files, Presidential Recordings Collection, Tape 89, Reel 1. 9 minutes, 21 seconds of this tape have been excised for reasons of national security. The 13 excisions have been indicated. For additional information, see Recording Log Number 89.
Well, I think we would have to do it in a way, the Secretary suggesting that it was
the thing that we might want to do for a while would be to consider the British suggestion of having a working group not work on the treaty but to work on the idea.
That's
right. Pre-drafting. And let that spin along for the rest of this year in a very quiet way. Otherwise,
well, Secretary, you know better than I where the dynamism for deadlines is. It's here. It's Libby and his.
Yes, I know, and I haven't had a chance to talk to Libby around. I just got in, but told John Fellows about it. But if it's only the theologians over in my department that are practicing this in the whole wide world,
yeah, that's right.
And I think you ought to know this. That's right. You ought to really find
but
out.
I think as long, but I think it's as long as if when it doesn't unwind, if it does, it's because they decided it and not because the term. I think it's been handled well because
see, the Germans
accepted it, and what would have been disastrous for it to have collapsed because they didn't like it. Submarines, because we insisted on the veto. Now they may decide it just isn't worth the money because they've got confidence in us. And number two, the Russians aren't scaring them like they did.
Well, I would like to find a way to keep this quietly in play for a while in order to be sure that the Germans haven't ranked up an immediate bilateral with the French or something of this sort if anything happens to the MLN. In other words, I think we ought to keep this idea out as the alternative to a national nuclear force.
How are the French?
The French are really quite good. Now, Claude de Marville has agreed that we will set up a, I hope I didn't get out too much ahead of you on this one, that we will set up two people, one on each side, to get at this Israel nuclear problem.
They seem to have
Excision 1. 30 seconds excised.
Bring up any atomic matters with you?
None at all.
What is
you
your judgment
about any possibility of a meeting?
But you didn't mention
it. See this.
What's the president? What's your judgment about whether I, what I ought to talk about?
Be with Coop?
Yeah.
Well, I think you ought to get one thing to be very good for to get him to talk about is Africa. How they see the situation developing in Africa and what their policy is.
Excision 2. 30 seconds excised.
What about it? We got the details.
This is one good working Franco-American
of why the French ambassador didn't show up to Sergeant Shriver's.
No.
We haven't found out. I'd like to see if we've got, just in case he comes up in the conversation. Should we look out? We ought to.
Well, there's one telegram in on the withdrawal of the units of the naval units that you had chosen to be in.
Excision 3. 41 seconds excised.
Ships.
or is suggesting the French take it back?
Start rejecting that course.
I think since the French know, we know that it probably...
I think he's probably saving this for some psychological moment to indicate his displeasure, isn't he?
Right.
To embarrass us here, make it look like NATO is...
Well, particularly if he gets annoyed about the way we've have said that this paragraph 6 business is important.
Well, couldn't we think of something to annoy him? We're closing down a couple of bases or something.
We can do that.
Of course, it just makes it look like we're not getting on, and that it's got that, I don't know what to say about the ship, it just looks like more hostility, which is always partly blamed on us.
Of course, I think that there is a different attitude in NATO on one point, that except for the French, that's on this matter of the U.S. commitment. Gerhard Schroeder went out of his way to say diplomatic situations changed on that. But up until the first of the year, everybody in Europe kept expecting us to reaffirm our commitments. And now we've got everybody in Europe coming to the United States trying to reaffirm European commitment to the Atlantic Alliance. So that's been a major change, and we ought to be very pleased about it. I think you want to bear in mind when you talk to Coup that the French were no heroes in Geneva. They were the source of great part of our life. But since we got over that, I wouldn't express appreciation.
What is it? Does he ever explain what the French foreign policy? I'm going to ask him to explain French foreign policy or what General de Gaulle's policy is. Is that all right?
Very good.
He never brings up the nuke, of course.
There's been one interesting development that the French have suggested that the agenda of the ambassadorial group be enlarged to include these worldwide problems that the French used to want to talk about in a direct form. Laos and Congo and things like that. Well, that means that the French seem to be cutting the Germans into this direct war of four. This wouldn't bother us too much if we could find an answer to the Italian problem, because as soon as the Italians hear about this, they're going to be involved, you see.
What about the UN? I wonder if I could get a paper or a page on the UN thing. Should I bring that up, or is that
enough? No, the UN business is on the tracks. He's going to talk to us tomorrow about French help with the Congo. Now, this is going to be their way of getting under the umbrella and making some steps to be credited to their account so that they won't lose their vote in the Assembly. But I think it's better for us not to mention it.
He is on them.
They've given us some indications that they'd rather we didn't press this because they were going to be doing something about it.
Excision 4. 2 minutes, 21 seconds excised.
Well, now, you'll be here for
a year. Okay. And then I'm taking him out for lunch tomorrow. We'll carry on.
Did he ask to see me? Or did you ask him if he wanted to?
Well, I think it's sort
of a mutual.
I think, Mr. President, it would help if you could spend at least 30 or 45 minutes with the foreign ministry and to come here, because when I go to their countries, they all turn out the red carpet and see the prime minister and everything else. And we're going to have two or three more here next week. It's fine.
I wonder about that fellow from Uganda. That isn't the fellow who's coming over here next week, is it? The fellow who attacked me for Birmingham.
So. Did you see the...
You know, he was the fellow who had the incident down there. Now he's on himself, too.
That's what's eating him. We have a dispatch on it.
1961,
you know
that fellow.
Okay.
Good. Did Bill Wirtz bring you into this trade union business up on the
Malaysia Day call this morning?
Yes, well, I mean,
this is an enormous matter. The temples of Abu Simbel are all ready to approve and go ahead.
On the plan?
On the same plan that we've had before. We are pledged to up to one-third of the cost, not more than $13 million in Egyptian pounds.
What about the Congress?
Well, now, this is a different plan than the lifting operation.
Yeah,
this
is a different
plan.
With your approval, the department would then go ahead and begin to work on the Congress.
They haven't had any conversations with the Congress?
No, we've got to do some talking.
Do we get any of that stuff ourselves, or just going to preserve it for, we don't... We got some in the previous one we did. We got a promise we were going to get some of the temples.
It's had in plan.
That was just being moved out.
I haven't seen that. That point is not covered.
Dismantling the temples and reconstructing them on the hills overlooking the present site is the current plan. So I
don't wonder if there's just anything in it for us.
Excision 5. 13 seconds excised. Excision 6. 1 minute 43 seconds excised. Excision 7. 49 seconds excised.